Welcome to the LVC podcast series. No two refractive clinics have the same approach or level of expertise when it comes to modern marketing. Through the LVC podcast series, you'll be introduced to industry experts of various marketing disciplines. Join us on this journey as we discuss all things marketing and specifically how they relate to the world of laser vision correction. The LVC podcast series. Know where you want to take your laser vision clinic and get there.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the latest installment of our LVC podcast series. I'm your host, Matt Boudreau, Practice Development Manager for the West, and it's my great privilege to be hosting two most special guests today while covering the topics of keyword search and analysis. Let's welcome Her Royal Highness, the Queen of Zeiss Refractive UK, Ms. Linda Lewis, and the Empress of Practice Development Consulting Global, Ms. Marisley Almeida. Welcome to you both.
Well, thank you for having me, Matt. I appreciate it, and the very warm royal welcome.
Thank you, Matt, for the invitation. I'm very happy to be here today to discuss the topic of keywords with you and Linda.
Wonderful to have you both. And I want to share that this is our first international podcast covering the countries of Germany, the United Kingdom, and the United States. So Linda, let's talk a little bit about you. You have 25 years of experience in vision correction, both in clinic and in industry. You manage the Zeiss Practice Development Consulting Service in the United Kingdom, supporting Zeiss refractive laser and IOL users with developing growth in their practices and increased patient satisfaction. Marisley, you're the head of practice development consulting for refractive, and you have 14 years of experience in the ophthalmic industry with previous experience in sales and marketing of ophthalmic devices. In the past 6 years, you focused your career on understanding the patient experience journey and helping refractive practices around the world to grow. So ladies, let's dive in. Linda, I'd like to start with this question, and it's a bit of an obvious statement, but what are keywords anyway?
Well, Matt, keywords are those significant words or phrases that help to describe the content of your website. And they can include things such as your practice details and the services that you offer. So they help inquirers to find you, your practice, and your services. They're really relevant words or phrases on a web page or on a website, and they can come in three different types. You can have navigational words. These are often sort of the name of a clinic or the name of a doctor, so you find that specific business. Informational. Now, these could be even phrases that include questions or an inquiry about something you want to know more about, a particular topic. So tell me about laser eye surgery. Tell me about what LASIK is. Or they could be transactional. So, for example, if you were going to buy something like on Amazon, you'd have the I want to buy a kettle, and that could take you to a spot there. In our case, it may be more, I want to book a consultation for laser eye surgery. So there are three different types. They do three different jobs, and they help to the inquirer find you on that huge ball of information, which is the internet.
I love it. So just an additional question, which one of these three areas do you find are most successful for refractive practices to capitalize on?
Well, that's a really good question, actually, Matt, because I think sites have to concentrate on all three within their content, and it really depends where a patient is in their journey. So when they're just simply looking and thinking about what's involved in laser eye surgery or options for getting rid of glasses or contact lenses, they'll really be doing more informational searches because they want to know more information about that topic. But then they may narrow down as they start to talk to friends or family or see reviews about sites, where they actually then drill down and find some sites they'd like to look into or identify a procedure they want, such as SMILE. and then transactional, because yes, they do want to go ahead. They want to book a surgery or book a consultation and proceed that further down that journey. So all three.
Excellent information and advice. Thank you so much, Linda. So Marisley, can you tell us about the importance of keywords?
Well, Matt, the keywords are very important. Yeah, as Linda said, the keywords are the way that patients will find your practice. And simple things, simple ways that we write these keywords will make a difference. One thing we need to consider is the volume of searches for a certain keyword. Let me give you an example. I have also worked in Asia before moving to Germany. And I noticed that even the way that patients search for ophthalmologists change from countries to countries, even amongst English-speaking countries. So for example, in the US, patients are searching for both ophthalmologists and eye doctors, and it's about the same. But one time I was in New Zealand, and that was 5 years ago. And I noticed that in New Zealand, the searches are more common for eye doctors rather than ophthalmologists. So then I asked a doctor and I said, why is this happening in New Zealand? It's different here. And the ophthalmologist said, well, I think the people here maybe do not know how to spell ophthalmologist. So they find it much easier to search for an eye doctor. And that might sound funny, but that's something we need to consider. What are the particularities of the demographics? Yeah. So even like optometrists, ophthalmologists, eye doctors. So when we are considering the keywords, we also need to know how a specific region is searching for the words on the internet. Another thing also that is very important, and I think it's quite related to the United States, is that I see a lot of clinics in the United States using the expression laser vision correction, like the phrase laser vision correction. But in fact, this term is very low searched on Google. In the United States, the most common search is for LASIK, and patients include everything under the umbrella of LASIK and laser eye surgery. So in terms of volume, LASIK and laser eye surgery are much better keywords than laser vision correction.
Oh, that's so fascinating. And I think I can attest to the same search conundrums in the United States. Most people search for eye care or eye doctor because they may not know the most accurate way to spell ophthalmologist. So definitely see a connection there. Thank you. Linda, let's go back to you. Question, how do you decide on which keywords and phrases to use?
Well, I guess this question really follows on from what Marisley just mentioned. You've really got to get inside the head of your audience and consider what these inquirers are going to be looking for and typing into that search engine inquiry. So what are those relevant words? What are those relevant phrases that they're going to be picking out? And they're not necessarily the ones that as a practice you think are important or as a provider that we think are important. Perfect example again, you know, searching for LASIK, do I search for laser eye surgery, do I search for laser vision correction? It's really understanding your market, I think, that's really important. There are some free tools available on the internet that will help you get a little bit of an idea of what key words and phrases inquirers are searching for on a particular topic. And you can look in Google and just look for keyword search tools. And you can get some free advice and listings through these tools. However, that does not sort of overtake the need of really getting professionals involved to help you. So with your marketing major agencies and web providers, asking them to really deep delve, because there are some great tools such as SEMrush, who can go that little bit further to consider all sorts of topics and volume of inquiries and ratings, etc., to be sure that you're getting those right keywords and right key phrases within the content of your website.
So it sounds like if you really want to be a big player in the US market, it's great to start with maybe some complimentary tools just to get your legs beneath you, but then to move into some paid service to truly compete well in the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is really evolving as well. So it's not something you can do once and then forget about. You have to keep checking and keep searching.
Excellent advice. Thank you so much, Linda. Marisley, this one's for you. So what are some areas of opportunity for refractive practices as it relates to keyword analysis?
That's a really good question, Matt. And I think there is a big area of opportunity for refractive practices. And the area is how to address the fear of the patient, yeah? So I see that there is a huge potential to grow the surgery volume by creating patient awareness. And we know that the major reason why patients don't do the surgery is because of fear. So we also need to look at what are the negative keywords that patients are searching on Google and create content to counterbalance these negative keywords. For example, let me give you an example. The most common searched around laser eye surgery is dry eyes. But when you look for dry eye terms, there are very few practices talking about dry eyes. Or for example, LASIK complications, or for example, contact lens intolerance. And why it's important to create content around that? One, the practices are not afraid to discuss these topics. So it shows a lot of transparency and also shows how the practice can help the patients in case of dry eyes or in case of contact lens intolerances. And by creating this content, when a patient is searching for this, nowadays, what happens is that there are very few websites talking about these topics, but they are usually talking negatively about this. And that's what the patient will find. However, if we have refractive practices addressing these topics in a professional way and giving the right ophthalmologist advice on these topics, the patient will encounter good content. And that's what we need. We need more good content on the internet to address the LASIK complication or the LASIK fear, because we know that laser eye surgery is a very safe procedure. However, a lot of patients do not know that, and we need to help them to overcome their fear with good content and with a website that is also focused on patient education.
I think that's excellent advice. You know, one of the things that we are very aware of here in the United States are the common search terms of fear and price. And when you can incorporate relative keyword analysis and search terms for your patients to discover ways to solve those fears, it creates a better experience for your patient on the whole. So thank you so much for sharing that. And I really want to thank you so much, both of you, for being with us today on the latest edition of our LVC podcast. Stay tuned for more incredible marketing insights soon with our next edition. And if you're interested in learning more or having an initial evaluation with one of our practice development team members, feel free to reach out to us anytime. Thank you both again so much, and we will look forward to chatting again with you soon.